Citizen comments? Seeing none, I have no reports, except we welcome our new member to the committee, Jeff.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm happy to be here.
Good. We're happy to have you and hope that you contribute.
I will.
Not too much. All right, committee of reports? No? All right. Minutes of August 16 and 21st?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any additions, corrections, or discussion? I'm seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
I got my computer to work. That's a plus.
And now we have the Corporation Council's resolution on a donation at Fox River Park. John?
Yes, thank you. This is asking for approval to accept a donation of a single unimproved lot in the Fox River floodplain. The owner of the property wanted to donate this to the county a while back, about a year and a half ago. It was complicated by the fact that it was actually in the name of her now deceased husband, and so that had to get corrected, but that has been corrected, and we can move forward if there's approval to take this lot. I talked to Andy Bueller from Planning and Development. I know he's interested in this lot. It's contiguous to some other lots the county owns, and we do have a policy of taking floodplain property when it becomes available, whether we purchase it or it's donated. In this case, it's donated. It's a relatively small lot. Hopefully you have the paperwork I provided, but I think it's assessed at like $300, and so it's not a lot of tax revenue coming from it. And the only cost to the county is the cost of closing, so I'm asking for approval.
Move to approve.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
I will circulate the...
John, we're going to need your signature on the resolution.
Okay.
Circulate this with the smaller bill list there. Just as a reminder, if you have any questions or comments on any of these smaller bills, feel free to do so. They are on the agenda as just an item that we take care of rather routinely by circulating them, but we certainly can discuss and pull anything, or you can request anything, and that's number 14. Public Works letter to us.
I'm pinching for Jet.
Oh, okay.
So I will be speaking to this. This is requesting approval to repurpose capital funds. In the 2018 capital budget, we had $53,000 budgeted for this project for automatic transfer switches. These are switches that transfer the power from general supply to generators in the case of a power outage. The low bid came in at $70,000, which is $17,000 more than what was budgeted for. There are some available capital funds in the area of replacement of the fire alarm panels that have been done over the last few years in Kenosha County. There are sufficient funds to cover that shortfall. And this resolution is requesting the approval of that transfer. A letter is only required as it was in the same appropriation unit, so no budget mod needs to be done, but a letter requesting approval is needed because it's a repurposing of the budget intent.
Only the committee needs.
Correct.
My only question is, as I understand this 100%, I have no problem with it, but the money that we're taking that was left over from the other thing, did that have another purpose or goal to it? I mean, are we taking money that might be needed for something else to move over to this?
It originally was to be used for the fire alarm panels.
I understand that. I read that. But it's just left over. What would have happened to it?
We would either had to either repurpose it, or we would
use it like we're using it now.
Yeah. Or yeah.
Well, that's repurposing. I get it.
Because we've already bonded for it. So
okay.
We would have repurposed it.
Right. Thank you.
That's a short answer.
Motion approved.
Second.
Discussion. Jeff, these are items that only the committee approval is necessary.
Okay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Sheriff's resolution on the equipment grant. Who's going to do that? All right.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Lieutenant Steve Brannis from the Kenosha County Bomb Squad. The resolution here is to accept $33,000 of Homeland Security grant money for me to purchase a new bomb suit. There is no hard match, and the quote for the bomb suit is under the $33,000.
So we have no match?
No match.
Move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Does this give us one more bomb suit, or
it'll replace an aging bomb suit from 2003?
Jeff? Now, what happens to that bomb suit? The aging one?
I'll keep it and it'll be used as an emergency reserve.
Okay. Anything else? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And we'll circulate the resolution.
The suits being the best that they can have.
I'm with you on that.
All right, the next
get them another one.
Yeah, really.
Is, all right,
good evening.
This is the mobile field.
Good evening.
This resolution is to accept the 2018-2019 of Wisconsin Emergency Management Mobile Field Forces Equipment Grant. This grant will be used to purchase equipment for 13 new members of the Kenosha County Crowd Control Initiative, which is made up of four law enforcement agencies in Kenosha County. This $10,000 grant is awarded, is 80% funded by the awarding agency, and it's requiring a 20% match. Therefore, a $2,000 of tax levy dollars are requested to implement this grant award.
And you're proposing $2,000 for the general fund?
Correct.
Which requires two-thirds of the county board to authorize an amendment to the budget.
Correct.
Discussion?
Yes.
There's no discussion. Does somebody want to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Thank you. And we have the next item also, the Law Enforcement Justice Assistance Grant.
Absolutely. Thank you. This resolution, again, is also through Wisconsin Emergency Management for 2018-2019 Mobile Field Forces. It's a training grant. This grant will be used to provide new members for Kenosha County Crowd Control Initiative and any other officers or National Guard members in the region and state with basic Grenadier Operation training, basic less lethal operator training, and crowd control training, which consists of instruction in protest types and actions, legal considerations, responsibilities of mobile field force teams, and crowd control methods, as well as hands-on activities that allow responders to practice all the learned skills in a realistic context using crowd control equipment and assigned protective masks. It's a grant for $1,760. It's 100% funded by the awarding agency and does not require a match. Therefore, no additional tax levy dollars are being requested to implement this grant.
Move to approve. Second that.
Discussion on this?
I'm glad there was no matching for that, because then I would have to ask some more questions.
You can if you want.
There you go. Right. It's not, you don't have to match it.
Another location.
Can't take free money, right?
Pardon me, sir?
Is this done in some other location?
It could probably be done in a multiple, it could either be done in Gateway or out KCDC. The training could be done indoors and or outdoors.
You do it yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? All right.
You're moving right along, huh?
I got this last one. Is the JAG grant.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a resolution to accept $12,710 of grant funds offered to the Bureau of Justice Assistance Program, which is JAG. This is an annual formula granted offered to the City of Kenosha, whereby the County of Kenosha is considered as a disparate jurisdiction and can share the grant funds awarded by the agreement between the city and the county. The total funds offered to the city is $31,775. This resolution recognizes it's a 60-40 split. $12,710 would be funded to the Sheriff's Department for law enforcement equipment. This money will be used to purchase taser devices.
Okay. Discussion?
Move to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
And clarify, why does this require two-thirds? Because you're adding money to the budget?
Adjusting.
All right. All right. Anything else? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
And now the information technology report.
Evening.
Hello.
Mr. Chairman, committee members. I think about this time of year, we typically come in and give you a little update as far as what's going on within IT and the activities that we've had, kind of also say the state for going into the 2019 budget, just some ideas and thoughts that we have. Certainly, we're not going to talk about numbers until we get final approvals from what the county executive would like to present, but it gives you an idea of our focus and direction. So, if we just look at the agenda real quickly, we're going to cover the 2018 budget, a quick overview of the 2019, a little discussion on cybersecurity. I know, you know, there's always a lot of attention with security lately, so we thought we'd give you a little update there. And then also we've got Joe is going to give us an update on social media, on our activities that we're doing there. So with the 2018 budget, we're well on track for operational expenses. We're at 82% of our expenses. Capital, we're at 63%. We had approximately 70 capital projects that we're working on. We'll go into a little detail as far as those that are being completed and those that are going to be carried over, which are just a few. So overall, it's been a good year. We will certainly come in within our operating and capital budget for 2018. For the specifics on the capital budget, the projects completed, I'm sure everyone has heard about our ERP system, Enterprise Resource Planning System, went live on September 4th. What this is, it's our core financial systems purchasing. It does the budget for us as well. So this is general ledger, accounts payable, accounts receivable. There are probably 190 users of the system that will be using the new system, which is Dynamics AX, which is a Microsoft product. So we have worked on this project for 2 to 3 to 4 years. It's been a long time. So we had a lot of effort as far as identifying what the requirements were, going through the process of identifying the right system, doing the training with all the end users. There was a period there where we did train approximately 190 users over a period of 3 to 4 weeks. So it's been very intensive. So this project, we set a date probably 18 months ago that we're going to go live on September 4th. We did it. Project came in at budget, so there are no overruns, and so it's good. We expect that the JD Edwards system that this replaced was 20 plus years old. You know, if we get 10 to 15 years out of this system, just think of how many hundreds of millions of dollars we will process through it. So it will be pretty significant. So new functionality being added, provided for our users and our customers, better tools, better analytics. Patty can probably tell you all the good things about the financial wizardry that this can do, but very pleased that it was completed. Supervisor Gantz, did you have a question?
I do. Thank you for noticing. You're reading my mind. You don't want to go there. Project 12, Enterprise Systems, that's done. You just explained that. It's gone live. You're good with that, right? I'm looking at last year's budget, and I'm crossing that off.
Right. There is a portion of that will be the way it was funded. It is over time, so Barna can probably talk to you about how it will be funded and paid for, but we only budgeted or approved a portion of it in 2017, 2018, and there's a final piece that will go into 2019 or beyond. But That's a financial question.
I look forward to hearing that.
But yes, we're there are a few enhancements that we would like to do going into 2019 on the system, but overall, the $5 million project is done.
Okay. I also was looking at your completed list here, and I'm looking at what we budgeted, and the names aren't matching up. Can you maybe enlighten me on what we've completed off of our last year's budget with the column applications, human services, finance, countywide infrastructure, law enforcement? Are those just broad categories? They're not certain specific?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So as we do the budget, we have essentially 12 categories that we group our customers into. So CALM, for example, is Kenosha Area Land Management. So that includes the county clerk, the treasurer, planning and development, those type of functions. Finance has Patty and her team. And so there's a number of different groups. And
so if I was looking to do what I'm actually looking to do, I would need the budget book from last year with the actual projects that you had. Then you could tell me if what's been completed and what's been carried on.
Right.
Okay. All right.
In the back of the budget book, there is always an attachment that the IT provides that details those 70 projects, capital projects, by line item. So
okay.
you can go back and refer to those if you would like.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The next project that was completed was Brookside PSB fleet maintenance building construction. I know those are really facilities type projects, but a large component of that is the IT infrastructure that goes on behind it. So there's cabling, there's telephones, there's computers, there's networking, there's Wi-Fi. There's all those aspects that are included. Brookside has special systems that have special network requirements. So as Facilities Array was working on these projects, IT was heavily involved in making things work. So it was a very, very hectic March-April timeframe for us because of the construction workload. We had many projects that were back-to-back, and the team did a great job doing that. Historical scanning. We've talked about enterprise content management. That's the process of us trying to get rid of paper, scan it in. We do have the repository, which is LaserFiche. So we are continuing to work with the district attorney. We're working with human resources on scanning different things in. So this is kind of an ongoing initiative as we identify opportunities where people have files stored in boxes. We say, hey, let's take a look at developing a project to get those scanned in, get them to a point where we can get rid of the boxes and free up the space. Silver Lake electronic payments. This is really a point of sale system for Silver Lake. So as people would come into the lake or to the park area, they can use their credit card to pay their entrance fee. They can use their credit card to rent a kayak or do things like that. That used to be, I think, heavily cash intensive in the past. So better controls, more user friendly as far as people using the park. A lot of people just prefer to take a credit card or a debit card instead of bringing cash. So that was completed. Fiber network encryption. A number of years ago, about 10 years ago, we put in this huge fiber network that interconnects all the county facilities and buildings. One of the requirements that has emerged over time is to increase our security of that network, that fiber network, even though that we thought and believe that, you know, it's hard to attack a physical cable, it can happen. So one of the things that CJIS, the Criminal Justice Service, requires is encryption of that fiber network. So that was a major upgrade that we completed this year to encrypt that and be CJIS compliant. It will also help us with other compliance issues with HIPAA and those type of things as well.
Marty, Is that fiber system redundant, where if you cut it in one place, it just goes the other way? Or?
Yes. We have three rings of fiber, so if there was an outage between here and the safety or between here and human services, it would route back through the county center and make that final move. So we've added redundancy to key facilities such as the detention center, Brookside, so there's two legs. So trying to avoid an accident or a backhoe or something that would interrupt service and
affect those.
Yes, key facilities. Projects in progress, detention center security cameras. So this is a major project that was undertaken to replace an aging system that we had. And you're probably familiar with Sargent's. It was a company that supported and maintained the system. What we're doing is we're replacing the camera system within the security facilities with a standard system that we're using throughout the county. So we have, and we'll talk about that a little bit more, but essentially over 600 cameras now online throughout the county. And getting this completed for the detention center is a huge accomplishment. I'm sure the sheriff or the chief can attest to that. Time and attendance upgrade for Kenosha Sheriff's Department. Little did I know before I started working with this project, the scheduling of deputies and correctional officers is very complex as far as rules, as far as when they get called in, and who should be called first, who, you know, the whole pecking order. So there is a system that has been put in place. It's called Telestaff. We did that a number of years ago, which helps with the scheduling of the Sheriff's Department. So we did that a number of years ago. Consequently, it's time to do an upgrade, and so we're moving to the next version. We would have liked to complete that sooner, but certainly with the ERP system, we had some constraints as far as resource availability. We already talked about enterprise content management. Technology refresh. This is something that is an annual activity for us. So computers do have a fixed life. So whether it's a desktop computer or a laptop computer, they do run out of gas, and it is best to start a refresh program before there is a high number of devices that fail, cause interruptions, loss of productivity, those type of things. So those that's an annual activity. As we go into the 2019 budget, we'll continue to see those type of activities.
Do we have hybrid models so they run out of gas less?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
We're going to electric ones.
Sure. There you go.
Carryover projects. We've got a project for upgrading our tracking system to accept electronic payments. This is something that Andy Bueller has been looking to do. We're just struggling with getting the resources available from the vendor as well as internally just to get this project completed. We do have plans to do a parks and bike trail mobile app. I know apps are very popular with different things, so the idea is really to develop an app that would help guide our constituents through our parks, where they're at, things that are going on, as well as the bike trails. I think the requirements are a little nebulous right now that we haven't been able to nail that down.
Does that include the waterway, like Fox River? Will there be something for navigating the water at the entry points? I heard something was in the works about that.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Then we have enhancements for our tax and land information system, GCS. We implemented that a couple years ago. And then there is a plan to do electronic medical records for detentions. This is something that we recently did with Human Services or Health a couple years ago. So now it's time to do it for the sheriff's department as well. That was kind of a mouthful real fast. That's all we've done this year. So, any questions on that? One of the things I would like to do is just talk about the IT impact on business a little bit. I think it was about a year ago, we came before the Finance Committee. We had a significant issue that we were trying to address with the county, and that was with the delinquent taxes. And there was some movement and some thinking of, okay, let's take this, let's, you know, give it to a collection agency possibly, or someone who can help manage this. And I think we got together in the room and said, hey, I think we have an idea, IT, between IT, Terry Jacobson, Finance, and the county clerk, we think that we can do this, and we can develop an application that would help and assist the collection of delinquent taxes. So we did that. We asked for a couple of months to get that done, and we were happy to come back in the beginning of January of last year and say, hey, we've done it, and this is where we're at. This is just kind of a summary, and I hope you can, maybe you saw it in your packet or not, but IT, I think, provided the tools to help the treasurer, help the county clerk, finance, get their arms around the issue that was at hand. So the enhancements that were completed were parcel tracking, payment tracking, detailed parcel data, better integration between property information and the tax system, overall time savings for everybody who is working on this, better recognition of current status, payment plans, or lack of payment plans. So if you look at the graph a little bit, we were headed down a track that we were forecast to have $8.4 million in delinquent property taxes. And as we worked on this, and I shouldn't be the one who's reporting numbers, I'm sure it's more of a finance or treasurer responsibility, but I would like to thank our IT group for their contributions to the project. You know, if we see a reduction down to $6.6 million, and if we achieve that goal of $4.8 million, that is pretty darn significant. And when I met with the county executive, I said, what do you think the VIG is on $4 million that somebody would take to make those collections for us? Was it 20%, 50%? I don't know. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, we did it internally. We didn't spend a ton of money. We used internal labor to get this done. So we had, you know, Janae Townsend, Jonathan Cresson, which are, you know, a couple of real heavy hitters for us, and very proud of their activity. And I think they gained the respect or solidified the respect around the county.
So. So when I'm looking at this graph, I mean, graphs are great, but I have to understand it to make it worthwhile. So we were on track to be at 8.4, but now we're somewhere along the blue line, or are we at 6.64, or what is this telling me?
We were on track. Actually, I'm going to refer to the little piece that goes higher than the 8.4.
Okay.
That's what we were projecting our delinquent taxes to be, 12/31/17. We were projecting 8.8.
Okay.
And in reality, we came in at 6.64, and we're projecting that at the end of 18, we'll be at 4.84.
So we've already dropped about 2.
Yep.
Okay.
Tax certificates were just issued on September 4th. The amount of tax certificates were down, and the amount of delinquent taxes as of that date, so now it's got the next year in it, was $6.6 million. And at this same time, that same time last year, we were at $9.6 million.
Yeah. I would just like to say that I'm really happy with the coordinated work that everybody did throughout the county. you know, not just, I mean, your IT did a great job, and I think that's the glue to fix the system. But I think the clerk's office has done an outstanding job as they come before us every week with a marathon of properties, and Terry's office as well. I mean, it's taken all of the groups to get together and work together, and I think that when I went around the room and asked you about the time, each one of you last time, and it's all came in within the time and done properly, and I couldn't have enough positive things to say about this. So we are in the right trending in the right direction, and it's been a conglomeration of good work by everybody. I just want to say thank you to all participants in that, finance as well, and it really shows when people put their mind to it what can get done. We needed to fix that, and we're on the right track now, so thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
I did want to say that Marty's IT team stepped in before as soon as the problem was identified as a problem, they did step in, and this delinquent tax app really has been an awesome tool to manage the process. The team that was put together has worked really well at identifying the process to make sure that everything's addressed. And as he said, that was led by Janae Townsend, and she really helped to keep that team together. And Jonathan is the one behind the application itself. So Marty's team really kicked off the process and kept us on track.
I'd just like to, Jeff's right about what's happened, but I think we have to recognize why it happened. It happened because somebody didn't do their job initially. I hate to say this, but the clerk picked up and the IT picked it up, but there was a problem with the treasurer's department, and that's what created this thing, because you were at 10, 11, 12 years behind. You never should have been, okay? That's all I'm going to say.
Any other comments or discussion?
Go ahead. I'd just like to hear you say I'm right. That's a good thing. So the we really kind of covered this, the security camera system. Yeah, I think some of the key points that, we started with certain areas. Certainly the courthouse was a primary concern a couple of years ago to make sure that we had enough coverage and the quality of videos in order to address any type of issues that came up. So one of the thoughts I'll leave you with is we have a retention of 131 days of over 600 cameras in our data center that we're managing, and we picked 131 days because the legal requirement is 120, so we said we'll go a little bit better than legal requirements. And so if there was an incident or something happened in the courthouse, a person would have 120 days to come back and say, hey, I slipped on that banana peel, and I want to see the video. So that's why we have it. So Belinda Lawrence and Craig Bailey certainly have been working very closely with the Sheriff's Department with all aspects of the county. 2019 initiatives. So we've done a heck of a lot over the last couple of years. We've addressed the infrastructure, we've addressed aging applications. What we're focusing on now is just continual service improvement. We're focusing on our existing technology that we have. I'll use the example of Microsoft Word. I use 5% of Word when I do documents. I'm sure we do more than 5% of the applications that we have purchased and have installed, but there are many more things that we can invest our time and better leverage the capabilities and the technology and employ the things that we already have in place. So that's that's really our drive, is to do better with what we have. 2019 capital projects, we've got a list of about 58. We'll see where that ends up with the county executive. As I mentioned last year, we had 70. So we're down a little bit as far as the number of capital projects are concerned. one of the areas that is a key concern for everyone is security. You know, we look at compliance. So we talked about CJIS and HIPAA, those type of requirements that we're putting in place, policies as well as training. I think if you want to kind of a good segue to. Let's go one more. Good segue into security update. I know many of you, or all of you, were participated in the fishing expedition that we conducted earlier in the year, where we sent you a test email, and did you respond? Did you click on it or not? And so that was really put in place to better understand where we're at. We had 21% of our employees, our users, click on something they shouldn't have clicked on.
Sorry.
I think, Jeff, you probably clicked twice.
Can we get a report on that?
God only knows, Marty. I think it could have been three. I don't know.
So we had, out of 1,275 users, we had 274 people who failed. So there was a mandatory training session that came out on trying to recognize phishing emails, and the best, you'll hear this time and time again, the best security is human security. No matter what we put in place, you know, if somebody clicks on something they shouldn't click on, it's bad.
Is that the test we took, all took?
Yes.
So did every county board supervisor take it?
Yeah, and I even passed it.
Yeah.
Well, so did I. Understand.
So,
I think.
So, if there were a few more things I just kind of wanted to mention while we were talking about security, because I thought it was important. So when we think about security, it's, you know, patching our systems, making sure our desktops, laptops are fully protected. So we've got applications. We use Trend Micro for desktop antivirus and those type of things. We run Microsoft security patches. We have firewalls. We have all this infrastructure in place. So what does that really mean? And what value are we getting out of it? So we took a snapshot for the first 8 days of the month, and we had 370,000 potential threats to our network.
Were those individual threats, or were they the same threat going to a bunch of different people's computers?
They were individual.
All individuals.
It was all of the above.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yes.
Sure. Okay.
So how's it running now?
So, one of the other things that we noticed and identified was that right around 9/11, the spam email counts went up significantly. So normally we run around 4,500 spam emails that we're blocking. 9/11, 9/12, we jumped up to 36,000 spam emails. So pretty significant. You can correlate the date and the relationship of why something like that happens. So lastly on this is, you know, Russia did not hack our voting system this year, so we're very happy about that. Certainly we have requirements that we need to follow as far as the security levels are concerned with our voting system. We do get regular updates as far as when they get patched. We were, you know, given an update before the last election that we patched our system that was certified by the state. So there's a whole lot of activity that goes on behind the scenes to making sure that our network is safe, our users are protected, and we're doing the right things. So that was kind of my security update for today. Any questions on that? Then just briefly, and then I'll turn it over to Joe, is 2019 initiatives or projects.
Okay.
P&E permit system upgrade. We have the Trackit system, which is about 8 or 9 years old. We're looking to replace that. Continual updates to our tax and land information systems. ERP phase two, I mentioned quickly. I think a new, you know, something new. These others are just kind of, you know, either doing enhancements or carrying on with upgrades. Something new that we're working with human resources on, Claire and Bob, is really an employee portal and HR dashboards. So if we look at employee portal, this is where we want to drive our users, our customers to, say these are the important things. You know, look at a picture of Patty Merrill. She's, you know, the director of finance, and, you know, congratulations, Patty, on, you know, 10 years of service. You know, something like that. But just, you know, just what goes on. And I think, you know, Patty made a comment once. She goes, you know, I learn more about Kenosha County on Facebook than I do working there. And I think we need to change that. You know, I think, you know, if we talk about an intranet or an employee portal, it's a place that our employees can go to and learn about the county, the activities that are going on. So I think this is a tremendous, tremendous initiative. The other is the HR dashboard. We as managers are, we need to manage our employees. So what tools do we have? We've got a wealth of information, a lot of data out there from Kronos, from Dayforce, whomever it may be, but it's not in a format that's usable for us. So working with human resources, the idea is to develop a dashboard, something quick and easy that we can look at and say, hey, you know, attendance is an issue or it's not an issue, or, you know, whatever, you know, help the manager manage the staff. And so, you know, this is something net new that we're going to be working on for in 2019. Network lifecycle upgrades, replacing our network switches. We put a lot of switches in when we did the phone system 8-9 years ago. They need to be replaced. And the last is continued better connectivity for the Sheriff's Department, more Wi-Fi access points at different locations so they can connect to the network, download, whether it be at a park or one of the county facilities, but just improve connectivity. So, yes.
These networks, I mean, you don't do them all at one time. There's kind of like a rolling, you know, you do one every month or every 3 months. I mean, when I worked for a phone company, we didn't just shut it down to upgrade. We attack it a little bit at a time.
Right. You know, I think what we have seen is we will work with specific buildings. So we'll take a building and we'll do an upgrade and make that change and then move it on. Just kind of learn, make sure we're, yeah.
First
learn from mistakes and cookie cutter it on to the next facility.
I am looking forward to hearing, you know, with that big ERP thing out of the way, which was always a huge financial number, I'm looking forward to seeing what the ongoing maintenance and upgrades and that type of thing are going to look like, because I think that moving forward, that's going to be a lot of, like you said, a lot of the issues, like for next year, is going to be doing that. So I look forward to, at budget time, getting your reports on that.
Thank you. Yeah. I got one question. If we're done with everything else,
well, I've got Joe's going to give us an update on social media real fast.
Yeah, that's okay. Then he can answer my question, because I talked to him about a year ago about putting a bio on of the heat supervisor and what their background is on the website. I'm still waiting.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for a response. I'm not happy because he was going to get back to me and he didn't.
Just one quick question. That POS system for Silver Lake?
Yes.
Was that a first time we did something like that in the county? That wasn't a pilot or anything, was it?
It wasn't a pilot. We have a point of sale system at the golf courses.
Okay. But continue to try to do more of those? Is that some of the requests that are coming through?
Yes.
To make it cashless?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Make it easy.
Yeah.
And
for everybody.
Better controls.
Right.
So
I hope so.
Okay. So, Joe?
All right.
Any other questions for me, or I'll turn it over to Joe?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you all tonight. Happy to be the person who helps Patty learn about Kenosha County through Facebook. And that's a good segue to give you just a quick update on where we're at with social media initiatives. Patty is not alone in learning about Kenosha County on Facebook. Just a little snapshot. In the month of July, our Facebook posts across the county reached a total of about 82,000 people. That's a number we've seen a steady upward trend over the last year plus, and we have a few blips here and there. That number in June, for example, was 165,000, which I think is directly tied to a few events that happened that month. We had some flooding at Petrifying Springs, some beach closures, and the sexual assaults on the bike trail drove a lot of traffic to information that we were sharing about that. We're currently maintaining 14 Facebook pages across the county for different departments and services. Among those pages, we have a total of 7,100 page likes and about 7,300 followers. You'll see, though, that those reach numbers are much larger than the like and follower numbers. Those are both things we track. They're kind of, you can tell where your audience is coming from with those different numbers. We have completed merging almost 10 years worth of county board meeting videos to YouTube. That was something I talked about the last time I was here. That was a work in progress at that point. So if you want to see yourselves for the last 10 years, I invite you to go to the county YouTube channel. We did that for a couple of reasons. YouTube is a more accessible platform than the flash-based player that was on our website was. So people should be able to see it with all types of devices. It's more searchable, and we don't pay for it, unlike the service on the website. So, we also maintain a Twitter feed where we make announcements about things going on across county government. And the most recent addition to our social media stable, just about a month and a half ago, is an Instagram feed for the Parks Department. That was something they had requested. There's certainly a lot of visual things going on in our parks, so we've begun populating that, and we've actually seen the audience grow pretty quickly. So just a couple of quick success stories, I guess, that I would point out that I think can be tied to what we're doing on social media. Picnic in the Park was the event that was held at Petrifying Springs in August. It was kind of the sequel to the big 90th anniversary celebration that the Parks Department held last year. And an event post that we promoted regularly for several weeks at that event reached 53,000 people, and about 7,000 people attended the event. We don't know exactly how many of those people learned about it through Facebook, but we certainly know we reached a large audience at a very small cost. Similarly, the movie night events that are held out at Petrifying Springs on Friday night throughout the summer, our event promotions for those reached about 75,000-76,000 people. And I think they saw routinely high attendance when it wasn't raining. And lastly, you say, what is hitching a ride? That's just kind of an anecdote of the power of social media that happened a month or two ago. Got a message through Facebook one day through the Western Kenosha County Transit page from a woman who's a regular user of the service whose phone had gone dead, or she had lost her phone or something. And she was able to reach us through Facebook to ask us to pick her up at the Antioch train station. So I made the phone call over to the ADRC. They made the call over to the Achievement Center, and the woman had arrived that night. So little things like that weren't possible. Not long ago, and those are the sorts of things we're trying to send us a message.
I have a question, though. The 14 Facebook pages.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do this, but can you rattle off?
I'll try to do it from memory.
Where they are, yeah.
Just what the departments
are? Well, either that or I wouldn't mind having them sent to me, or maybe all of us, so that we can share that with others so they know where they can go to look for information.
There's actually, we have a page on the website that's a social media landing page that has links to all of those pages, plus the Twitter and YouTube and Instagram. I'd be happy to send that out to all of you.
Well, if it's on the page, I can find that myself.
Okay.
And question, does when you put something on Facebook, does it automatically go to Twitter?
We do not do it automatically. I know, I'm not sure if the police department does. I know that the sheriff's department does that. We like it to be a little more customizable, and with the content management system that we have, it's a matter of checking a couple of extra boxes. So we do it manually on purpose.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I would like at budget time to have when you bring in your graphs and these numbers. I was going to question the 71-31 and the 73-53, but when you brought up the 82,000, that's more like it.
Sure.
You know, and what I'm hearing, it seems like we're getting the information out there and you're working with the different departments. So I really want to see those numbers, how many clicks we had, where we were, just to monitor where our money's going.
That's exactly right, and that's why we track those different metrics. Your likes and your followers are people who have chosen to click a button to receive your content when you deliver it. But the reach numbers show who it ultimately gets to, and that increases exponentially with sharing and likes and things
exactly.
like that.
Exactly. Through time, that should grow bigger.
And that is that it has been doing, and we can show you how that
trend is. Look forward to it, Joe.
All right.
Anything else?
Thank you.
All right. Any other discussion, comments from anyone? All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to your report at our budget time. Thank you. Next item is the tax
deed. All right. You got my message.
So this is becoming a regular item on our agenda.
I got an idea. There's 17 properties. Just take all my recommendations and you guys can move on.
All right.
Reasonable. That's a great idea, but I think we'll look at them. you got one vote for that.
I know.
You got A for effort.
He's on your hit list.
A for effort.
All right.
Go ahead. Are you turning to 25th Avenue?
Yes, we are. 6035 25th Avenue. Actually, out of the 17 properties, I believe that 12 of them are land. And there's five houses, so 6035 25th Avenue is a raised house. It's land. At one time, the city had expressed interest, but now they don't. So, you know, it's not the best neighborhood that we're hoping an abutting property owner might purchase it, and we're recommending $4,000. Amount owed to the county is 3226. It's right next door to where I grew up.
That one.
Why did the city lose interest? Can we rekindle that?
Yeah, we've given them a list of properties, and they've just determined that they don't have any need for them.
You probably can't get out of the grass cutting. They got so many.
Well, we've got so many too. With
that's
all
what
our
I mean.
We've got tons of properties.
Do we think an abutting owner is going to pay $4,000? I mean, really?
No.
Yeah, I think we ought to bring that down to two.
No, we can try. It's all income properties around there, so it depends on the landlord whether or not they want to give them something more. Well, they don't cut it anyway.
No.
How about their motion?
How about, are they interested at all?
How about offering the guy next door to give it to him for $1?
We don't have to cut the grass anymore.
But not only that, you can't build on it, right?
It's a buildable lot. Any property in the city that had a house on it at one time is a buildable lot.
Okay, I guess.
I'll make a motion for $2,500.
Is there a second?
Yeah. I'll second that.
Discussion?
Give her a whirl.
All right, seeing that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You can always do the buck thing afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah, well, what we did was we offered a lot of the properties to the budding property owners for $100. And we had a lot of them that we sold that way too when they didn't sell, you know, at auction. All right, moving on. Next one is land also. It's on 44th and 73rd Street, which it's a fairly decent neighborhood and it's a fairly decent sized lot. It's 67 by 50. The county's out almost $17,000. Assessed value is only around $17,000. We put $5,000 on that because we think that in that area, the neighboring property owners may be interested in picking it up for that.
Oh, 67.
I have a question. Because the house was raised, I mean, I think that you need to have a bigger lot than that to build in the city now.
You really don't.
Well, I mean, what I don't know their regulations.
No, I mean, we checked with the city, and the city said any lot that had a house on it.
That was raised, that's
was
what
raised,
I'm saying. Okay.
Any can have another house built on it.
Okay. All
so
right.
It can have it. Or the neighbor could build a garage.
10 story, 10 by 10.
Okay.
All right, so my recommendation is fine.
Yeah.
Motion to $5,000.
Second. Discussion?
That's too much.
Let it go.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Next.
Next one is an outlot vacant land. We do have parcel owners that are interested in it.
Mm.
The value of it's only $500. The county owes, or the county's out $321, so we put $400 on it.
Let it go.
Move it
for
400.
Yeah, move, seconded.
You can't move it, seconded.
No, one move, one second.
Okay.
I'm listening to what these guys say over here.
I do have a question.
Yeah. Oh, we go.
All right, so you said somebody is interested in this one, but the first two, right now, there is nobody interested. So
correct.
We're just working on the price there. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
So they were interested at price?
No. Oh. No, they just have expressed interest in it. They've called and it's vacant land by them, and they're saying, you know, what's going on with the land? We'd like to, you know, so. And the value of it's only $500, so it's not.
That's fine.
Yeah. Just to fill you in, okay, we're not appraisers. There's not an exact science. We drink a lot of water and we come up with numbers, okay? So, but they do a magnificent job at auction of bringing in the money. We've had some doozies that have come through here that were like, are you kidding me? And they pulled it. The cat house is one of them. So, you know, it's hard to really tell, and it's not an exact science.
It wasn't a cat house, by the way. It was just a cat a house with a lot of cats in it.
Thousands of cats.
I know Jeff said it, so I kind of took it.
Yeah. You got to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
But I'm just trying to fill you in on it.
Sure,
you know,
thank you.
The
I appreciate
way,
that.
The way this
went
this
for
works.
A lot more if it was a cat
To the right owner, it could be priceless.
All right. What do we got?
Right. Moving on. $400 is the motion. Any further discussion? Seeing that, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, next one's vacant land, too. This had a house raised on it at one time, I believe, too. It's 50 by 125. It's in the uptown area. County's out about $3,400. We put it at $4,000 just to see if we can recoup, but it's not the best area.
All right, the address is?
It is 2019 61st Street, so it's just off of 22nd Avenue.
Can you move up to the map?
And again,
please.
The city had been interested in this one, and then they don't give us anything back.
It's not building any more houses.
The Habitat should fix them.
Tell me about it.
Nobody's going to build that.
5,000?
You have Habitat.
Mm-hmm.
No, you said
if
four.
They got the left.
No, I'm sorry. 4,000.
How much?
400? 4,000.
Thank
you. Not likely.
The value is 14,500.
I'll move the 4,000.
Second.
Discussion? Is that really a realistic choice?
We'll be back with that one.
We're hoping the city will take it.
I see.
Just for background, though, that is probably
the worst
one
area.
Of the... Yeah, okay, she said
we know, we know it's the worst area. That's my old neighborhood, too. I grew up in the uptown area. Way before it before it became a dump.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope the city...
All right, any other discussion?
No.
Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, the next one's kind of interesting.
Okay.
4705 28th Avenue. This is actually a house. It's on a huge lot. The house itself, we couldn't go in. I mean, we did. Reggie took some quick pictures, but it was pretty disgusting. Oh, it was awful. We thought there was a dead body in there.
Pictures, yeah.
This is the one where, well, this had tons of flies in the basement windows.
The outside pictures look good.
We sent Tim back to check on it to see if there was a dead body in the basement because it was so bad. But anyway, it's valued at $92,000. I know.
No wonder the guy let it.
Even a rehab.
So we put it. We started it at $18,000, but we could go down.
Got a good headboard.
Said at what? How much?
We started at $18,000 because it's assessed at $92,000, and it's a huge lot. Somebody could tear the house down and build another house on it if they wanted to.
That's the deal.
But It's kind of, that's Bain School of Art right behind it, mm-hmm. so give you an idea of where the house is located. And the size of the lot is almost like probably 2.5 city lots. It's huge.
Could someone buy that and put two houses up because it is so large? Is that, would that be attractive to an investor?
They would have to check with the city on that.
Okay.
You could split the city would let them do that because they'd only have 25 feet of frontage. Yeah.
Is that what it is? It's only 50.
No,
that's 50. Can the lot size?
No, it's gotta be bigger.
No, the last one was 50 by 125. What's this one?
This is 50 by, what the heck is
this? This is actually 75 because there was a 50.
Oh, there's two. 75 across and.
By what?
204 feet. Approximately.
So then they could potentially have more than one, which would make it more attractive.
Well, most of the lots are 50 wide, so I don't think it could make it into two. Well, we have put 18,000 just because of the assessed value on it, but we can make it
try it and see what happens.
Alright, is there a motion?
What's the number you came up with?
18,000.
Yeah, keep it under 20.
If that's your motion. Okay, the motion is 18. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
Sorry, discussion. If it doesn't, how much time do we give this before?
Oh, we'll bring it back at the next auction.
How often are the auctions?
Well, we've been. Complicated. We would love to have them every month, but we can't because there's a ton of paperwork that's involved with the auctions. We've had two so far. We're having the third one the end of September, and the bids will be in early October. And then anything that doesn't sell, then we'll bring back and we'll get a lower price.
Okay.
You know, we can't
like,
just
is it like
price.
Every other month, or is there even, can you give me a ballpark?
Oh, for the auctions? Yeah, we've been doing about every other month. We did one in June, we did one in July or August. We did June, August, and now October. So a month and a half to 2 months, depending on how many properties we get from the treasurer's office, how many properties we can go through, and when we can get to the finance meetings. But now we've got budget coming up, so we may not be here in October.
I think that price is realistic, though, in that neighborhood.
I have a question, Bob. Yes. If we're sitting around here setting the prices on all this kind of stuff, and she goes out there and puts it in and tries to sell it and all that kind of thing, we don't give her any discretion to take a lower price if it comes in.
We can't.
So
it's state statute. You know, it's like,
we had one that we didn't think it would go, and it went for $50,000. That was the old.
We put it up for like $10,000, and we sold for $50,000.
We ended up seeing these too many.
They made like $700,000+. How much for the last?
Almost $800,000.
You can take more, but you can't take less, right?
Correct.
Can I
sell them over the counter, which we have done. We've had people come in after the auction and buy them over the counter at that price. If they don't sell at auction. So it's just debatable on which way it goes. Land, you know, that doesn't sell as well depending on where it's located.
Just one last question. Do you believe that the buildings on this property are so bad that they'd almost have to tear them down? Is that what you think?
I wouldn't live there.
Yeah. No, I don't mean that.
No,
but
that one's pretty bad.
I mean, like,
Ron, we've seen worse, and people have gone
like
in them
I
and
said,
they fixed
the
them up.
The one that I'm talking about over there on 34th, I don't want to say that again, but that one I thought they would never sell.
Right.
And now I go over there, and I go by there once in a while. Cause I want to get a picture of it when it's done.
Yeah. I want to go in it. I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm going to ask them if I can
because
see
it. Because they're sided it now. They have the garage down, and they're cleaning it up.
Well, and honestly, that
house, I thought it would never go.
The guy who bought it, he hired some people to go in and clean out all the garbage and all the crap, and then he sold it. To somebody else who went in and there fixed
somebody
it
else
up.
Is rehabbing it then.
Yep, somebody else is rehabbing it. He
There's
just went in and cleaned
rehabs.
All the garbage out and turned around and made $20,000.
Flippers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
All right, so the proposal is in this 18.
Yes.
I'll let me adjust that to 15.
15. Is that agreeable with the person?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Ron.
I say it's okay, 15.
All right, any further discussion?
This is always fun.
Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
I got a question here.
Yes.
If we sell it to them for 15, that's what they're paying taxes on?
No.
They have to, it has to be reassessed. I mean, they can have the assessor come out and reassess the property, and then but it's still going to be more than 15,000. It's whatever the city assesses it at.
The
land
what?
Alone.
They won't change the assessment now for 2 years.
The bottom line is that when they, if they buy it, that taxes on that's going to be what the, what it's assessed at right now.
Yeah,
now.
The land alone is $33,000. So that alone would be their assessment. The house itself, $58,000, I don't think so. But.
What's the next problem?
The next one is land again, 4605 8th Avenue. This has been raised, had a house raised on it. Value on it's $12,800. County is out $9,248. We're recommending $3,000. We think one of the neighboring properties might be interested in it.
So move three.
Second.
Second discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, same thing, 1607 50th Street. This is not a good neighborhood. House was raised again. It's vacant land. County's out about $9,000, and you guys can give me a recommendation because I had $3,000 on this one.
So move.
I move $3,000.
Second. Was there a second?
All Mike.
Second. All right.
Okay, Ron and Mike.
Further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed.
Vacant land again, 19th and 57th Street. Property was raised, $200. Neighboring property. It's a corner lot. There's a lot of sidewalk that we have to shovel this winter.
$200?
Yeah.
This is the.
I'll move $200.
This is 1811.
1925 57th Street.
Oh, 13-6. New offices, Terry.
Yeah. I just saw the price here, 19,000.
I heard some excitement.
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. I'm like,
any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
I didn't get a motion or a second.
I'll move it.
Oh. I thought I moved
it. You moved it.
I second it.
Ron second it for $200.
You know, can we move back up to that one on 16th and 50th Street? I don't know why we have $3,000 on that one, because it's in the kind of same general area as the rest of these.
What?
So,
which one's that?
It's number 7, April
00516.
Yeah. I don't know how we got that much on that one. I think because of what was owed on it. But I'm thinking that we should put that one around $200, too, and hope that the...
Right
neighbors,
now, you decided 3.
Yeah, $3,000. But nice. I'm looking at the address, and the address is in the same vicinity of all of these other two that I just
makers rescind
did for 2 hours. So can I rescind that?
Not you.
Does the committee want to reconsider or 3,000?
Motion to reconsider.
I think you have to be in the negative.
Second it.
But I'm not going to complain.
To how much?
All those in favor of reconsider.
To 200.
Aye.
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 Now do we need a motion for
thank
that?
You.
Well, we need a motion, yes, to change the...
Motion to drop the price down to 200?
Mm-hmm.
Second.
You want to make it 200?
Yeah, same as the other two, because it's the same vicinity. I don't know how that one got up as high as it did.
All right, just
get it back on it.
Mm-hmm. There was a motion,
get
him
back
Mike,
in the text
second,
us.
Ron.
Yeah.
Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
1811 57th Street, same thing. That one, we owe, I mean, there's a lot of money that the county's out, but if we try and sell it for 200, we'll get it back on the back on the tax rolls.
Discussion? Is there a motion? John?
Yes.
More?
200.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mike? All right. Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Passes? Yes.
Okay. Next one's out in Wheatland. This is 311th Avenue and 75th Place. It's vacant land, 75-120. It's a buildable lot. The assessed value is $24,800. We were going to start the bidding at $7,000.
That's fair enough.
It's a pretty nice property out there.
Yeah, yeah, it's a decent area.
It's in Wheatland.
What are you recommending, 20?
$7,000.
Assessed total is $24,800, and the county's out $5,500.
Give her money back and then a little buffer.
Question: When you start, you know, do you attend the auction?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do. So if we start at a low price, say $200, or this one $7,000, and we know it's probably worth more, does it tend to?
Yep.
It goes up, yeah. Right? So this is just a starting
auction,
point.
The auction is actually a closed bid process.
Oh, okay.
So people that are interested in the property, they know what the starting bid is. Okay. And what we recommend people, if they're really interested, we tell them to come and ask us how many people have put in a bid, and then they can determine what they want to put their bid up to.
And how many do? Is there a rough number? Some probably have zero.
How many ask us, or how many?
Well, no, how many bids are on any one property?
It depends on the property. We had 11 bids on one property because people wanted it.
Okay.
So it just depends on the property. These will be lucky if we get one person bidding on it.
Okay.
To answer your question, we're just setting a bottom.
Right, right. Okay.
We've always sold everything pretty much for what the starting bid was or more.
Okay.
So your recommendation again was?
7,000.
Is there further discussion?
Well, I'm kind of feeling this. I mean, there's a nice road there. There's trees. I don't know. Are you sure 7,000 here? I mean, what are the other houses in the neighborhood like?
I have no idea.
Okay.
We haven't had time to drive out to look at this one, but it's in Wheatland. So, I mean, it's out in the county if somebody's looking for a place to build a house out in the county.
What are you feeling?
It's out in the rural area.
What are you feeling,
by 120. It's
I'm feeling
big.
I'll second if you bring it forward.
You probably got to do it well enough.
Make an adjustment.
Jeff, it's assessed at $24,800, so it's not assessed very high for land.
15,200, that's about as big as
so there's a motion by Jeff for 9, second
I'll
by
second.
Ed. Further discussion.
It's got a driveway already poured, so that's half the battle right there.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. It's under that tree there.
Tree to the left. Seeing none, all those in favor of the 9 say aye.
Aye.
Now we're 32102 102nd Avenue. This is a vacant land also. It's 57 by 210. Assessed value $28,800, and we had a recommended price of $15,000.
Ooh, 15.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Next, 12.
Wilmot Twin Lakes. This one, we've got a few pictures of the actual house. This one's been vacant for a long time.
Mm.
You can see there's foundation problems.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, this one's really
good. The floor, I don't know if you can tell, look at the living room floor. It's like buckled up in the middle of the floor.
Oh.
It's like from humidity.
That's just teared up.
Skateboard
ramp. There's mold.
A handyman special.
There's mold. Yeah, the neighboring property isn't all very well kept up either. We were going to start it at 10,000.
Mold and rot.
It's a nice piece of land. Somebody might
want it. It's got circuit breaker.
I've seen people buy worse.
Mm.
And I'm thinking if we start it at 10, we'll get a...
75.
Possible skyline.
75 by 144.
Get the house torn down.
Somebody will fix it up.
Find an
go
arsonist.
In and fix it up.
And what price did you
like? We started it at 10 because we figured there'd be more people bidding on it.
Motion for 10.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Let it go.
Seeing none, all those in favor of 10 say aye.
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 Thank you. Next.
This one's vacant land too. It's 50 by 188. It's out in Twin Lakes. It can only be combined with the abutting property owner. So the county's out 6,200. We thought we'd put 63 on it. Assessed value is 38,300. It can only go to the one abutting property owner though, because the other guy is delinquent in his taxes, and we won't let him buy it. So we do look at that now.
Yeah.
We do look at people, and if they're delinquent, they don't get to bid, or we don't accept their bid.
Yeah.
Right.
Excellent idea.
But I'm not sure that somebody wants to pay 6,000. Usually they want to pay less. So.
Because he's looking at it for free now.
Yeah.
So again, your recommendation is?
6,300.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes.
This house is in Pleasant Prairie, in a really nice neighborhood.
Mm.
Very nice neighborhood, unfortunately.
Very nice.
Oh, wait, sorry, wrong house.
That's a swamper.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, wrong house.
Well, next
this house is hidden in the woods. You wouldn't even know it's there. It's been vacant for a long time. There's a tree growing off the top of the roof. If you can see it, the tree is like right on there. The house probably needs to be raised, but it's on a huge lot, 91 by 301.
Mm.
Assessed value is $130,400. which somebody would have to tear the house down and build and put in a driveway, because we drove up through the guy's grass and he wanted to know why we were there, because he's cutting the grass next to it. Because the house next door is really, really nice. And I think the guy next door would like to buy it.
For how much?
Well, I didn't have a price yet. The assessed value is $130,400. The house should be raised.
What's the size of the lot again?
It's 91 by 301.
Mm. There's a tree. Mm.
So nice. We were going to start it at $16,000 because that county's out about that amount of money. And we're thinking that either people will bid on it to build, tear it down and build, or the neighbor will buy it.
Let's call it the tree house.
You might get 15. There you go. Yeah. You might get 15. Yeah. I vote 15.
Second.
What did you want?
Discussion.
15,000. You want more? Discuss.
No.
Well, I put 16 on it.
Oh, well.
The land is assessed at $51,200.
That's a big lot.
How nice is the house next to it?
That very nice. It's a nice house.
I think we should go 18. Just saying.
You want to sell it.
All right.
Somebody will
set up for 15. Maybe somebody will offer us 25. Who knows?
15.
Yeah, 15. Might be 25. They know if they can tear it down themselves. Yeah.
So I suggested 16. Supervisor Frederick said 15.
I'll second 50.
Yeah, I got a second.
Unless I hear some amendment, we're going to vote at 15.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Hearing none, all those in favor of the 15 say aye.
Aye. Let's put it on the roll as well.
This one's land again, too. It's out in Pleasant Prairie on 116th Street. It needs to be, it's landlocked. It can only be sold to the abutting property owner. And we've got $500 on it. Assessed value is $1,000.
Sounds reasonable. Move 500.
Second that.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
This is the house in Pleasant Prairie.
April
can show you the pictures of this one. This is one where we left the person in the house too long because we were feeling sad for him because he had children and, you know, they were in school and he couldn't get them out. And if you look at this house, we should have taken these kids out of here 6 months ago. The basement has got 4 feet of mold in it. It goes up the walls. It's a tri-level. And if you get, we didn't go down the basement. We took a picture from the stairs upstairs and we wore a mask. But you can see the mold in the basement coming up.
Yeah. But the foundation and everything is good.
But the house has got great bones. If somebody can remediate the mold and figure out where the water problem is, it's a really good neighborhood. And it's a nice big lot. It's a huge lot.
Great bones with bad guts.
If the foundation is good and if the studs are good,
they can save the foundation.
You know, you could.
And the hole in the ceiling, really, where that bag is, that's just somebody came through the attic with their foot. I mean, it's not from water. They just never fixed it, and they put plastic over it. Just
drop ceiling. That's a real. That's a true term of a drop ceiling.
What's your job description?
We're starting that one at $65,000.
I move 65.
The assessed value is $182,000.
I move 65.
Second.
With 65 a second.
Honest
to God, somebody's going to buy it. They're going to buy it. They're going to buy it.
They're going to get it.
They're going to gut it and they're going to fix it up.
You're going to get it.
They just need to remediate the mold. It's not that house.
You figure that the house is new enough where the foundation is probably newer. It's probably poured concrete.
Not that hard to get rid of the mold.
The fixer uppers, they're going to take care of that.
All right, so.
Okay, so the final one is out in.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I thought we did.
And the final.
Call the question.
This is finally at the final.
Oh, this is. Moving along.
All right, so the motion is 65 unless we hear an amendment.
Look at that. Isn't that disgusting?
Hearing no further discussion or motions, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, final one, 70th and 316th Avenue. This is out in Wheatland. There's just a little shack on it. It's like 560 square feet. We didn't go in it. It's all overgrown and just needs to be raised. But the lot size is 100 by 125. So we put it at 10,000. The county's owed about almost 9,000. Assessment is $51,100. So we recommend 10,000 starting bid.
That's tough in there.
Committee?
Yeah, I'll make the motion for 10.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
It seems try really to get our, cheap for a lot damn bit.
Get our money back.
Yeah. It ain't doing us no good not on the tax rolls.
Yeah. Yeah. How long's it been
we
on
had
the
a lot. We had a lot out in Salem, Village of Salem, that we put up for $25,000, and we sold it for almost $85,000. So people want it, they're going to buy
it. It's an auction.
And people that want them are going to bid, and they're going to have competition. So it just depends on...
Usually it's a sealed bid, so how are they...
They don't know.
They probably base it on the number of people offering them the...
Well, we do. Well, we tell people if they're really interested in a property to check with us the day of the auction, find out how many bids are in on it. And then they can figure out what's the most they want to spend on it. And then they put their bid in, and that's what comes up with.
Bummer if you're the first guy.
Well, if you're first and only, then you know where you're at.
You could revise it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Nope.
If you find out,
all right, same as
bid only, you can't go back.
Well, we've had people put in five bids.
All right, so we have the proposal, further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, it passes, and that concludes the county clerk's report. Are the bills circulated? All right, we have them. Is there any questions, discussion?
Whatever one, they're still the highest bidder, but they've dropped their high bid.
All right, is there any discussion or questions on any audit of bills that have been circulated? All right, seeing none, reports from the Department of Administration. We will start with Bob. Tom Riedel, Human Resources.
We don't have a report.
Nothing?
For
okay.
He's still here.
Don't have anything, Bob?
We gave our time already.
How generous of you.
Bob has nothing.
We're going to hear about the general fund.
That's a new one. Don't give your fund report.
He's just hanging around because he
wants to. Let's give Barna's attention. All right.
The golf course closed?
Everybody have a report?
The general fund report should be all in
this,
your desk.
I thought I had one.
This one.
No.
It looks like this.
Yeah, I think it's here. I think I
all right, go ahead.
The bottom boxes, I'll draw your attention to them. First, this is comparison from August to September meeting. In August, we reported our expected increase in the general fund to be $500,000. We're reporting for September, $1.1 million. As time goes on, the numbers start getting a little more in focus. The largest movers from the August estimated amounts were the decrease in the tax delinquencies, net of the profit loss tax, deed sale revenues, going to $300,000. The sales tax surplus going from $200,000 to $600,000. That's mainly because we received a sales tax month highest in Kenosha County history.
I bet you did.
Highest?
$1.6 million. Yes.
Highest history.
The achievement that Duke
has. $1.6 million a month? What? In a month, huh?
Part of it was because the month before it was a little less, so it's always timing
sometimes
related.
Sometimes.
But
yeah.
I mean, it's on the uptrend.
It's got to be higher.
What's five come
to? Well,
the more people move into the area, the more they buy, the more they spend.
You know, I'm sure it'll be a positive.
Think about the sales tax. One thing about the sales tax, the county board had the fortitude to do that way back in the 80s. And think of the money the county has made on that and how much that saved the taxpayers all the years.
$2.5 million
I just saw a stat that 66 of the 72 counties in Wisconsin have a sales tax. Six still
not. Cent.
I think there are just really. Another health insurance surplus slipped a little bit. That's typical of summer claims coming in. And then on the bottom side, the deficit from human services going from 490 to 290 with this latest report. So in general, that puts us at 30.66% of the general fund expenses. So it's in the same range as we've been in the past. I'll have another report in October with numbers again.
All right, any discussion on this?
We're doing pretty good, though, right?
Doing real good. So what do you got, John?
The grand total of your sales tax annually would be expected to be what?
We're going to be at 14.6 million-ish.
We'll see. Yeah. Gives you an idea. And you started out at
2 million. Started out at 2 million. I'm going to defer to John on that because that was probably before my time.
Yeah. Interesting thing is Racine still hasn't done it.
No, they have not.
That's
what No, they have not.
What I didn't hear you. What did Racine
do? Racine not done.
They don't have half cent sales tax.
They don't have paved streets.
Oh, the but county
paying,
board.
Paying
county board
the
had guns
doing it. Right stadium. Right. That's different. So they got taken on that anyway. So
we got
all right. Are there any other reports from the finance? Any other reports? Anything else to come before the committee?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Put the words right out of my
mind. Next month, we will be
getting our
He was nodding off over here.
And then he
and by the way, the Cubs won today.
Everybody note that we have a regular county finance meeting, and that's October 11th. Plus, the hearings begin, and those are the 29th and
22nd through the 25th.
What's that now? The 27th?
Yeah, you're going to send us a list because I'm going to remember this tomorrow when I walk
the 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, starting at 6.
Out again.
I believe
did you already send it?
Yeah, twice.
Dinner at 5.
I have to walk.
Dinner is
yes.
provided.
Yes.
And the time
we have dinner provided.
I believe they started at 6.
That's the budget.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you send
that sound right?
Yeah. Budget, did you get the budget hearing dates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you want something exciting.
Oh, boy. We start at 6. They begin serving 5-6 if you want to attend
5 o'clock.
The dinner in.
That's 5-6, not 5-6.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, coming for a quick bite.
5 o'clock.
Drive through. Drive through. There'll be a drive through.
How was that the other end?
Yeah.
Did we vote on the
adjournment?
No.
All right.
Anything further?
No.
The
chairman
recognizes.
Did we vote on adjournment? No.
Yeah, there was a second. Is there? There is. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Vote. We are adjourned.
Somebody's doing a good job.
Yeah.